destiny. Hey, Jesus is real, people. Today, and I want you to know today that the souls of real men and women, Brother Junior, are going to heaven today. Brother Jim, hey, time is drawing near. Brother Johnny, when we're going to hear your denunciation, Brother, when the time will be no more today. Where will you be on that day when he called, Brother? Where will you be on that day when he called? I'll be standing, Brother Junior, waiting for the call, Brother Fred. Come on up here. You've been faithful over what, Brother? Just a few things, Brother David. I tell you what I'm going to do for you, Brother Coy. I'll make you ruler over what? Over many. That's the problem, Brother Junior, we have down here. Everybody wants to be a ruler. Everybody wants to tell everybody what to do. But my Bible tells me, Brother Coy, he said, I write my laws in their heart and I place them in their mind. Brother Law, I don't need me. I need to tell me today when I'm wrong, Brother Junior. I already know I'm wrong today. I want you to understand. You don't need me to stand here and tell you when you're wrong, Brother Junior. You don't need them things. And I'll tell you why, Brother Junior. God will tell you when you're wrong. You're chastening those that he loves, Brother John. And if he chastens you not, then you're not a son, Brother. And that's the way it is, Brother Sloan. And so therefore, Brother Fred, last Sunday I got up and I couldn't say nothing because I was supposed to be somewhere else. Brother Fred, that's the way it is, Brother John. And you know what? Being obedient, Brother Junior, is better than sacrifice. Somebody said, I've got to be at the church to worship, Brother. No, you don't. But I want you to know it's better if you work, Brother Johnny. Because if you work, you eat, Brother, Brother Ronnie. Those who don't work, neither should they eat, Brother. So therefore, I'm going to be short, Brother Johnny. But it's good to feel the love of God, Brother Ronnie. I want you to know today that Jesus is what it's about, Brother Fred. It's not about me. It's not about you, Brother Coy. It's not about the Little Murray Church either, Brother. It's about Jesus, Brother. That's what it's about. Oh, you can have all the buildings you want. If you ain't got Jesus in it, you ain't got no church, Brother. That's the way it is, Brother Johnny. You ain't got Jesus, Brother Jim. You're wasting your time.
Amen.
There's many buildings built, Brother Jim. That some say they're a church. But I'll tell you what, Brother Law. This ain't no church, Brother. This is just a building. When it becomes a church, it's when the Spirit of God gets in here. That's when it becomes the church. Yes, he told Peter. He said, Peter, up on this rock I shall build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
That's right.
Whose church is it, Brother Junior?
Jesus.
It's Jesus' church. I am saying, let's go down to Brother Junior's church. Let's go to Brother Terry. Let's go down to Brother Lonnie. But we don't own no church, Brother. Today I had church in my heart every day of my life, Brother Johnny. Church in my heart every day of my life. If I had to wait, Brother Junior, for every Wednesday night, if I had to wait for every fourth weekend, if I had to wait for every first and second and third, Brother Fred, I'd be in trouble, Brother. Today, I'll tell you what, today in this world, we just went through the greatest thing they say, Christmas. But the Bible said not to observe one day above the other. And that, Brother, I didn't write it, Brother Fred. Right. But that's what it said. Today, we're wrong, Brother, when we, Brother Junior, and I put it where it belongs, Brother. We're wrong when we observe one day greater than the other. And now you can have it or not, Brother David, it's the truth anyway. Today, devotion to you. How many days did the Lord make, brother? He made every one of them. He said he worked for six, didn't he, Brother Jim? Is that what he said, Brother Fred? He worked for six. And on the seventh day, what did he do? He rested from what? His labor, his work. Do you know? Do you know that we need to rest every now and then? Do you know that we're supposed... Somebody said, well, what if it's Wednesday? What if it's Tuesday that I observe God? I observe God Monday through Sunday.
Amen.
Sunday through Monday. Well, Sunday through Friday. However you're Saturday, whatever you want to say. Every day of the week, I observe Him, Brother David. Because He is my Savior. Now, the Bible says, and I'm closing, the Spirit's gone. The Bible says today that He is a Savior of what, Brother Junior? Of what? Of the world. Now that's what the Bible says. Does it, Brother Fred? He is a Savior of the world, but He is a special Savior, Brother Corbin, unto. To who? The believer. Somebody said, I don't have to do anything to go to heaven. You better do. Yes, you do. You have to believe. I've heard them say they repent and then they believe, and I don't know how you repent anybody you don't believe in. You have to believe. The Bible, now Brother Junior, the Bible's very plain on it. It says belief, and that's it. You believe that I am He. You must believe that. But if you believe, you will repent to God. We've got churches that want you to repent to them. We've got moderators that want you to repent to them. It's the truth, brethren. I'll guarantee if you search, you'll find them. We've got even men that want you to repent to them, Brother Ronnie. I cannot repent to man. I can tell men when I do them wrong. Repentance is a commandment. It's a commandment, brethren. Brother Corey, is that right? It is a commandment. Now, that's not no easy, that's just not a multiple choice question, brother. It's not multi choice. It ain't that way, Brother Corey. It's commanded everywhere for how many men to repent. Brother Fred, we've talked about this three little word many times. What does all mean? Exactly what it says. Exactly what it says. All men must repent. I'm telling you right now, I'm not trying to scare you, but if you don't believe and if you don't repent, and I don't know your condition, you're going to go to hell. I'm putting just as blunt as I know how to be. You're going to go to hell. And I'm going to tell you that after you go to hell, that is not the end of you. You're going to be cast into a lake of fire. And you'll burn and burn forever and be mashed on and bit on with teeth. And be falling and falling and falling and can't and never stop. This is actuality. There is hell, there is a lake of fire, and there is heaven. Where do you want to go to? It ain't my choice to make it for you, but it's your choice to make it for yourself.